this, the feast day of St. Simon and Jude, the apostles, we commemorate two people who gave their lives for Jesus. Two people who left behind their way of life, the life that they knew of comfort, family, friends, job, and many more things, who wanted to join this charismatic preacher who turned out to be the Christ. St. Jude is probably the most popular of the pair that we celebrate today. He's known to be a cousin of Jesus and is often depicted holding a picture of Jesus, kind of like a family portrait, if you will. And he's the patron of impossible causes and is often prayed to for healing and for strength. As I was thinking of impossible causes, I couldn't help but think of how many people today alone are going to get bad news from their doctor. How difficult to accept the finality or the impossibility of some of those situations. I think of people who have relational issues, family circumstances, that list goes on and on, where it just seems totally impossible. We look to our world and many of the issues that bother all of us, and it just seems impossible, seems impossible that anything could ever change. St. Jude's intercession in those situations isn't magic. It's not that we say this prayer and bam, okay, it's fixed. It's actually something much, much better. It's God's grace. While miracle cures or possibilities or resolutions come about, and we believe those to be true and can happen, yes, we recognize the strength given through the intercession of the saints. What was once impossible might become possible by new ways, never thought of before, without the wisdom through the intercession of the saints. As a community of faith, I encourage all of us at some point today to lift up, maybe it's somebody we know, a situation we're in, but to lift up all those who might get bad news today, that might be in that impossible situation, or again, something that we may experience ourselves. Simon, the other saint we celebrate today, is interesting because he's known as Simon the Zealot. And so the Zealots were this faction of people who were quite zealous, if I can use that word. They wanted so badly to overthrow the Romans that they were willing to go to any lengths. And so what makes it interesting is that Matthew, one of the other apostles, was a tax collector. As a tax collector, he was a friend of the Romans, and thus would have been an enemy of Simon. Those two would have hated each other. It would have been like putting a Viking and a Packer fan in the same room. Not going to go well. But when you look to the entire group of the apostles, Jesus didn't play matchmaker. He chose a diverse group of imperfect men to be his inner circle and upon which to build the church. That church is every bit as diverse today as it was then. And because we're human, still has many imperfections. What made it work? If there's all these different divisions and issues, what then could have made all of that work? It was Jesus' presence. It was listening to his teachings. It was example. It was being in union with him that broke down the barriers, the hatred, the biases, whatever it might have been. And what a lesson for us today. If only everybody could put themselves in Jesus' presence, truly listen to his teachings, the truth of the gospel, how many of our divisions and barriers would crumble down? What possibilities would lie ahead if we saw others as our brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow apostles, fellow disciples, co-workers in the vineyard, rather than seeing another ideology, another issue, another thing? I suppose that in and of itself seems like an impossible cause these days. We've got much to pray for, no doubt about that. And on the heels of All Saints Day in this weekend, how providential that we celebrate these two apostles in particular today. May their unity in Christ and care for the seemingly impossible fill our hearts with grace and hope today and always. Saints Simon and Jude, pray for us.